Hello, this is Ryo Q Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With a wish for your heart to be more and more beautiful, and the energy of the beauty will spread out from you and embrace the world. I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. It's getting there, the Amitāya Sutras, the Shakyamuni Buddha, introducing the names of the Buddhas. Next name is the Enlightenment Flower. Well, often enlightenment is symbolized with the lotus flower. Also, the philosophy of the flower universe view, which is explained in the Flower Sutra, is also about flower. What are the flower like in the Pure One? In the Sutra, it says that the flower in the Pure One, the one petal, includes or reflecting the all other petal of the flower, and each petal are reflecting the each one of petals each other. Well, this explains that the truth of the existence, please realize, if no one exists except you, you never ever recognize about yourself. Well, each one of us, no one be able to recognize oneself by oneself, because the existence is not independently or individually exist. Only the relationship of each other exists, and nothing is individual. It's only everything is reflecting each other and giving us the illusion that individual exists. But actually, nothing is individual, nothing is physical. Only the relationship and only the reflection are the truth of the existence. So what about the lotus? The reason why the lotus is a symbolize of the enlightenment, it is because the lotus will open its blossom from the mud, the muddy water. Muddy water. Well, it's not Bruce Mann. The muddy water is symbol of the karma, which means that our enlightenment, our awakening are not separated from the mud, the karma. Because of the karma, because of overcoming the karma, the enlightenment can be happen. However, it doesn't mean enlightenment is separated from karma. It is always, always, always. The flower is on the mud. Flower cannot fly away, because the karma is energy to awaken our the true reality of ourselves. However, the beauty of the enlightenment can give many merit to other people. Enlightenment is nothing to do for own merit. Enlightenment is for to make the world beautiful. And the light of the enlightenment will be emulated to other existence, just like the sunlight emulates to the moon, and moon reflects the sunlight and emulate to the earth on the ground in the night. And that's my next name is the light of the moon, or brightness of the moon. The moonlight, the appreciation to the moonlight must be so much different compared to now and to at that time. There's no electric light at that time, so the moonlight is, moon brightness is so much appreciated, which is even necessary to walk in the night. Well, often the moon is symbolized, symbol of the bodhisattva, that receiving the light of the sunlight. Sun is the great speed, symbol of the great speed of the universe. So the sunlight is the next name, and after this name is interesting. The flower, the king of the phenomenon flower, phenomenon or world flower. What this mean and what image appears in your heart by hearing this name, the flower of the phenomenon king or king of the phenomenon flower. This reminded me opposite from the Mendoza in a Greek story, that everything that Mendoza touches transforms to the stone, right? Or everything Mendoza sees it even and becomes stone. However, phenomenon king, flower Buddha, this Buddha makes everything to the flower, every phenomenon to the flower. And what this means, we need two eyes to see the phenomenon. Phenomenon, anything happens in your life, see the two aspects. Well, actually, deep inside it's oneness, because, I think I once explained the story of the Shakyamuni Buddha. The Shariputra, who is the number one wisdom disciple of the Shakyamuni Buddha, asked question to Shakyamuni Buddha, why the world is still dirty even though such a great saint, the Shakyamuni Buddha, manifested in this world? And then Shakyamuni Buddha answered, oh, this is because everything is a reflection of your heart. And in that next moment, Shakyamuni Buddha shows him the true world with his supernatural power. And in that moment, Shariputra experience that he sees, oh, everything is pure and everything is so beautiful. Well, every moment the phenomenon changes. Nothing is permanent. And anything what you experience in life, sometimes positive and sometimes can be negative. But even though any negative things, something seems like happen to you, instead of being trapped to the phenomenon, just to imagine the next moment, the great future, the pure one can be manifest in next moment. If every moment, if you are sending this energy to see the world as pure and to see all the positiveness, of the next moment of the future. This will be the old seed of what will happen in your future. What you need is to keep sending out energy to see the world as it is positive and happy and beautiful as pure land. Just as Shakyamuni Buddha let Sariputra experience with his supernatural power, you can do by yourself. Just every moment, see the world as pure land. Keep it. Keep sending that energy to see the positive and happiness and beautifully. May you keep this energy sending out to the world to see the world as a pure land, because that is the true reality of the world. And experience your future, all the positiveness, all the beauty of the pure land will be appear in your life.